There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Right here I have the Traveler's Bag. Looks about the size of a big lunch pail, doesn't it? Inside that Traveler's Bag is a chest rig. And ammunition, and first aid, and it's really small, and it's perfect, and it's the Contact Series, which you can only get by going to TacticalHolsters.com. My guest, well, he and I have talked for a long time. I became aware of him when he was selling gear, but now he's gone out there and he's gone back to his roots, which is teaching. And he teaches people the root of self-defense, which is to kill people that try to kill you. And that there's no getting around that, okay? There's no getting around that. If you're going out there and training to fight with a gun, that's what you're training to do. And he is very, very, very good at it. And multifaceted. He does a lot of different things. We're going to talk about one of those coming up right this second. I am talking about Eric Dutrecht, Utrecht of the Michigan Defensive Firearms Institute. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
You want me to isolate all that so you can put that? You know, I've talked about doing ringtone. You want that to be your ringtone?
I definitely need to get that ringtone from you.
Recently, now, you contacted me and you wanted to talk about border security, which you're up in Michigan, and I'm pretty sure you weren't talking about the Canadian border when you wanted to talk about border security, were you?
Well, no. The reality is we've got a border issue 360 degrees around us, but certainly the big issue right now is our southern border, which I don't think anybody will contest that.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, I don't even know if we should call it a border. Is it just a line on a map?
It relatively is just a line on a map, yes.
Yeah. The, here's some things I know about it, and you can add to this whatever you want to add to it. I know, for example, that the Border Patrol agents have one true M4 between the four of them. There's one for every four of them. And what are they doing, like playing rock, paper, scissors to see who's gets to carry it that day or what?
That's their actual how they issue it. I'm not aware of. But, yeah, the pooled rifle is one of many bits of silliness that they've got going on down there, and you would think that with an agency that's required to do such an important task, and there's men and women that are trying to do that job every single day, you'd think that they would have the tools, the budget that they need to do that job. And that's just literally one of many silly items or issues that they have to deal with every single day.
That And they occasionally take fire, don't they?
Oh, we certainly, I think a lot more stories are starting to come to light. But, yeah, the Border Patrol, for anybody out there that would have a delusion that they're just sitting there bored out of their mind, sitting on that line on the map, as you mentioned before, there's going to be some days of boredom. But those men and women down there in the green uniforms, they're jobbing it every single day. And we're starting to hear stories finally coming to light of what they're actually dealing with, whether it's a Mexican military police helicopter engaging uniformed Border Patrol in the field, uniformed Mexican military on U.S. soil, meeting up with Texas Rangers or Texas law enforcement, all the way to one of our helicopters shot at and hit while flying near the border and having to make an emergency landing. So, yeah, it is certainly safe to say that their job is not safe.
The you know, I have heard about them being on one side of the Rio Grande being shot at with a 50 cal. Not the machine gun, but the sniper rifle.
I have not heard that, but the way things are going with all the other stories that have been vetted, I wouldn't doubt it in any way.
So, I mean, as far as, I mean, do we actually have border security? I know that there's, I mean, they've got Border Patrol way back off the border, too, which I don't understand that at all, because they stretch themselves fairly thin on the border, especially as porous as they're letting it be right now. And, you know, depending on where you're like, I believe it's Nogales, Arizona, where the MS-13 shows up to pick up all of their people that come across that border.
We, the biggest situation we talk about, and that's a great point that you bring up, that we do have Border Patrol that you're going to find. If you go down to Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, you can be driving down I-10, which is well past 50 miles from the international border in Arizona, and you will come across U.S. Border Patrol checkpoints, which have, we see a lot of the, you know, you have no right to stop me. You know, you see these YouTube videos going around where people are giving the Border Patrol a hard time, and that's not for this discussion to talk about the constitutionality of American citizens being stopped at the checkpoint. But the reason for those checkpoints is because that border is so porous and that we do have criminals that are making it across, and those are just one of the steps that the Border Patrol has in their full camera system and everything else to try to intercept some of those, generally a lot of drug traffic in those vehicles. The drugs get dropped off on that interstate, thrown in the back of the trunk, and then they have to try to make it to wherever they're going. But the reality is, after talking with a Phoenix police officer who spoke quite candidly about the situation, and if you have to take a look at where Phoenix, Arizona is compared to where the international border is, this puts it into perspective. The U.S. law enforcement and the cartels consider I-10 to be the actual new international border. They pretty much claim that everything from that interstate all the way south to our actual international border to be a contested zone. And so, yeah, we have to have Border Patrol stretched pretty thin because on every single day, as of right now today, you can estimate that on our southern border, U.S. Border Patrol will take into custody around 1,000 people. And that is a fraction. That is a small fraction of the people that are actually making it across. And I saw this with my own eyes in a Border Patrol station on their screens that they put up every day with their daily counts. And I thought that they were talking about maybe a monthly average. They were talking about, you know, a quarterly thing. And it's every single day there's an average of about 1,000 people apprehended on our southern border. So that should make all of us take a moment of pause about what's going on down there.
What do they figure they're slipping by? I mean, if they're catching 1,000 out of how many do they reckon is coming across?
I have actually not heard the official numbers on that, but if we, you know, you take into just any common sense thought that let's say in the best case scenario that a quarter of those coming across, but we know that's not true. We're talking, it would be safe to say that if 1,000 people are captured every day, that 10,000 are making it across.
Wow.
I mean, it's staggering. When you see, especially when you go down and you actually see what our border, as you mentioned, it's not a fence. It's just a line in the sand with generally three strands of sea wire, between, the United States and Mexico. And you have a very dedicated, let's let the illegal immigration side go for the sake of this discussion, because that's a policy issue, and I have no doubt that there's a lot of good people that are fleeing from cartel violence, and we can have that discussion. But there's across our border, if we know that 1,000 people are getting apprehended, and what's going on in our world with cartel violence, drugs, money, and
hold that thought.
Coming
hold that thought. We're coming up on the break.
Absolutely.
And you need to think about this. They want to know if your beard is as good as Costa's or the Yeti's. Think about that while we're on the break. My guest this hour from MDFI, Michigan Defensive Firearms Institute, is Eric Utrecht the Trek. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines. Great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com. That's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. Whether you're looking at their first lineup, which was holsters and carriers, and then they went to the DC-3, then out came the Scorpion line, and now that's segued into the Contact series. They continue to evolve and bring you high quality, lifetime warranty products that will never break, never going to tear up on you. They do the job and they do it well. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from MDFI, Michigan Defensive Firearms Institute, is Eric Utrecht, or Dutrek. So do you consider who has the better beer between the three of you, you, Fisher, and Costa?
Well, the challenge there is you've got Chris, who's the beard. I can't really even begin to try to step to that. And Fisher, depending on the day, if he lets it go Mountain Man for a while, he's got me hands down. But if he's got some special gig to do, he trims it up and I take over. So I'd say that Fish and I, we vie for second and third back and forth. But
well, see, here's the thing, though. I mean, didn't Costa declare himself the beard? I mean, doesn't that mean you could declare yourself the beard, too?
I would probably have to call myself the Uber beard or something like that. But, yeah, I'll let him take it. Yeah, I'll let him take it.
Okay. Well, you're bigger than him, though, aren't you? Yeah.
Yes, but he's fast. He's fast.
He's got knee issues. He's not as fast as he used to. He's older than you are, too. I know that. Anyway, I was being asked what kind of weaponry these guys have on the border. Now, I know they have M4s. I was musing in the chat room that they possibly carry some sort of a shotgun. Do they have any sort of a shotgun available to them?
Oh, I'm sure they, a shotgun. I've seen that.
870, 500, something like that.
Yeah,
590, maybe.
Hell of a less lethal armory as well. They do have quite the less lethal tool at their disposal, which has been another point of contention where we've got Border Patrol agents that are facing, by every definition of constitutional use of force, being faced with a lethal threat, i.e. rocks being hurled at them.
Yeah.
And they've been told that they have to engage with less lethal, which is essentially a violation of all things that you're taught as a law enforcement officer about how to appropriately respond to force. But that's, once again, politics endangering the lives.
What's
of the
their less lethal option?
Oh, they've got everything from the normal pepper spray. They've got beanbag rounds from shotguns. They have the rotary 37 and 40 millimeter launchers. And then the most interesting thing, my last trip down on the border with the Arizona Border Recon crew, met a Border Patrol agent who had just gotten out to the field. We were literally 20 yards from the border fence, and he's telling us, shaking his head, how they just had a briefing that morning about how they were told that if they have to tase an illegal drug smuggler or whatever it might be coming across the border because they're faced with a use of force that warrants the use of the taser, that they have to be able to catch the bad guy before he hits the ground, or they have to be able to ensure that the bad guy will not fall on something that could hurt him, i.e. a cactus. And, you know, he's shaking his head, and I'm shaking my head, because by the time that you have to use a taser, they've warranted falling on the ground hard, and it's not because you want them to fall on the ground hard, it's just you're using a taser for a reason, and so that kind of comes with the price of admission for doing something stupid that warrants a taser. And if you hit the ground hard, you shouldn't have done what you were doing in the first place. So these guys are getting, they're getting the right tools, and you know, the sidearm, the rifle, they could use these M4s if they were given their own M4s, if they could sight them in and not have a pooled rifle. If the rules of engagement were the way that they were supposed to be, they would have all the tools they needed. The problem is you've got politicians, just like the same politicians, that don't know anything about firearms, who are legislating our firearms, and they're doing the same thing to these guys. They've never served a day in uniform. They don't know anything about use of force, and they're telling these guys, well, you're going to have to put a pillow underneath the bad guy before they hit the ground. So it is. It's shockingly scary, and it's to the point where you just start to believe you're in Narnia, because it just sounds like it's completely made up.
Narnia. I don't think the American police that in my local jurisdiction, if they tase me, do they have to make sure that they catch me or have a pillow underneath me when I hit the deck?
No.
I don't think they do they?
No.
So they have more rights coming across the border illegally than I do.
Oh, that's being shown quite recently, very much in depth, that the illegal criminals that are coming across have far more rights than an American citizen. And the best example that I can give to that is the ever-increasing amount of drugs that the drug cartel mules are being allowed to carry over, with the penalty of being considered what personal use. And it used to be under 100 pounds, and now it's upwards of near 400 pounds. It's an incredible amount that almost a human being would be impossible for an individual to carry, especially walking across 50 miles of open, hot desert. But these guys are being captured with giant bales full of drugs. The drugs are being confiscated. They're being put on a bus. They're being deported within 48 hours. They're given a fast food meal, and they get sent right back to Mexico where they can re-equip and basically hit the border fence again so they can try their luck a second time with only 48 hours in between. But an American citizen in the city of Tucson gets caught with an ounce of drugs, and we're looking at a prison sentence. And what really we should read between the lines on this, that we should be outraged that, yes, criminals from across another nation are being considered superior as far as the penalties that they receive for the same crimes an American citizen does. But what we should really be concerned about is that American politicians had to write this and sign this into law to allow this to occur. And one of the many, I have a very long list of things that I'm currently investigating and researching, and I want to find out what politicians signed these in the law. And that's one of the many things that I want to find out, because we need to know, the American people need to know, and people need to ask the question of their representatives, why in the heck would you allow this to occur? Why would you give them that much leeway to just keep walking away and doing it again, to the point that five times being deported, you murder a young lady walking with her father in the sanctuary city of San Francisco? And these are the questions we need to ask, is how is it even possible that this keeps occurring?
You know, the one thing that I haven't said about that particular incident, and I have talked about what he says he was going to do, and we're coming up on the next break, so we'll talk about this when we get back. But, I mean, I'm now ready to just go ahead and just make a statement that I hope all the politically correct people, I hope they hear this and their heads implode when they hear it, but that's okay. That's coming up next. You can agree or disagree. I'm pretty sure I know where you'll be going, though. But my guest this hour from the Michigan Defensive Firearms Institute is Eric Utrecht, the Trek. You can check him out. What's the website?
That is trainmdfi.com.
There you go. We'll give that out when we get back, when there's no music playing and you can hear it clearly. Lee, we'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Everything that they make has this little moniker where they say that it is always ready for immediate action. And that is the simple truth. Whether it is their original lineup of the holsters, or it's the DC-3 line, which was the Travis Haley collaboration, or the Scorpion line, or now the Contact series. It is all ready for immediate action. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from MDFI is Eric Utrecht, the Trek. You made reference to this shooting in San Francisco, okay?
Yes.
And that the five times deported, seven time felonious dude that did the shooting. Now, you know his story about how this happened, right? Have you heard his story?
I do not.
His story is this: he thought it would be a smoking hot idea. Now, this is a guy with a stolen federal agent's gun. And I guess he's looking for a little recreation. So he was going to the pier to kill some walruses, or sea lions, excuse me. Because apparently in San Francisco, when you're bored, you go put a few bullets in some sea lions' heads, and oh, the recreation. And then when since he had an illegal gun, he's here illegally, he's got a stolen gun, he unwrapped the gun, and when he unwrapped the gun magically, and what do most feds carry? What, SIGs? Double action SIGs? Nowadays, the double action SIG, or let's say whatever it is, a Glock or whatever, it's not a high point. When he unwrapped the federal gun, it went off on its own three times.
Ah.
Now, yeah. Here's the thing. The people that are coming across here, Now, my mother's parents came over here from England. My grandfather was a very educated man. It took a decade for them all to be naturalized. He spoke the language when he got here. He wasn't bringing disease, had no felonies on his record or anything. Took him a decade. The people that they're talking about that you say, and I agree with you, somebody's written a law or signed something where they can come across. These are not like like Trump said the other day. These aren't the people we want. There are some, like, everybody, I'm sure there's some that are running from the cartels. There's some looking for a better way of life. I'm not willing to give them a shot if it means that we get people like this cat coming across the border. Sorry, can't help you. Can't solve everybody's issues.
No, you're right. The biggest issue, before we can have the discussion about immigration, we've got to secure our national and sovereign borders, and then we can have the discussion, because then we can start talking about, hey, we can start analyzing this. This guy, if he's a seven-time felon, well, nope, you've got no chance. If you're looking for a better life and you've got no criminal record and you're willing to jump into the, hardworking American work ethic, which is unfortunately slowly disappearing, but if you can get in there and you're going to work and pay your taxes and be an American, not be a foreign national in America that's not interested in being an American. I've got a lot of friends that are naturalized U.S. citizens, and they get infuriated by talking about this issue because they went through, just as you mentioned, they've gone through the process. So we need to stop the sieve that is our border. And then I'm more than willing, and everybody should be more than willing, to have a very in-depth and serious conversation about immigration, but we cannot do it when for every 5 good people or 100 good people that come across, if we get one guy like this, or after talking with the Arizona Border Recon guys who have shown me photos, it's not just Mexicans and Guatemalans, it's not Hondurans and Peruvians, it's Pakistanis and Iraqis, and everybody from around the world is using our southern border to get into the United States. And I'm not throwing a big lump sum out there that all these people from any other Middle Eastern country are bad. But we got to take a look at current events. We know that there's a huge, huge group out there that our government just doesn't want to acknowledge is a threat. And if they can find a way into the United States, they can walk in to a baseball game and do something awful, they will. And we've got to wake up and we've got to secure our border. And then once it's secure, let's have that talk. We got to do it.
You know, in 86, they talked Reagan into doing amnesty. And he proclaimed amnesty for X amount of people, and then another million got in under fraud. And that amnesty, where you will find most of those people that came in during that amnesty, they're in California. And look at California today. And California, which it's a nice state, I hear. It's got great weather. Some of those drives down the Pacific Highway, and it looks just absolutely picturesque. Everybody's leaving California. There is no middle class in California. There's millionaires, and there's a welfare state, and there's nothing in between. Hollywood doesn't do work in California anymore. They're going for the tax breaks. You can't, if you're a farmer, forget about it. So, and most of the illegal immigrants that are here are Texas, California, Arizona. But if you look in New York at their top 10 wanted people, they're all Hispanic. And they're all illegal. And if you look at the representation in prison, it's way, way out there. I mean, this has become, they talk all the time about gun violence being epidemic. This has become an epidemic.
Sure. And it's safe to say that if we had, if the United States southern border, butted up against, let's say Spain, or let's just throw Russia out there for whatever reason, and if we had sanctuary cities that catered to illegals like San Francisco, we would start to see the same. It would be the same for whoever our neighbors were to the south, because we have a porous border. Conditions are a lot better here in the United States, and there are cities that will not assist the federal government getting them out of here. We're creating it, and it's our policies and procedures and our politicians that are making it happen. I noticed one of the guys commenting, the rules are there already. Yeah, there's a lot of rules There's a lot of firearms legislation out there, and they keep wanting to put more and more restrictions on our gun rights, but nobody's holding the criminals accountable with the laws that are already on the books. They just want to keep restricting law-abiding citizens. Just as I mentioned with the taser, you know, you've got the cartel. They're a well-oiled machine. They've been doing this for a long time, and this is a business to them, and they know that they're going to lose product. They're going to lose people.
Cost of doing business, yeah.
Yeah, and they've got a heck of a radio network. You can go down the border with a Radio Shack scanner, and you can listen to the cartel. I've done it. You can listen to the cartel spotters that, oh, by the way, are not only on the Mexican mountaintops, but they're also on every mountaintop from the border all the way to Tucson, Arizona. And they've got observation posts up there with radios and crypto and solar panels and food stores. And they're just sitting there every day and they're radioing the location of our law enforcement. But our government has told the Border Patrol that if they go buy a scanner from Radio Shack to listen to these guys talking unencrypted, that they're violating the cartel members' Fourth Amendment rights.
How can they? Okay, silly. All right. Don't get me started on that.
I absolutely agree. And yeah. This is the stuff. There's politicians that are making this environment livable for crime. If we wanted to, we could secure our border. It would be a quick signature on a piece of paper. It would be the mobilization of our law enforcement, our National Guard. And with the proper SOPs and ROEs, we can get it done, and then we can start having a serious discussion.
Coming up on the last break, MDFI, how do they find out what you do?
Join us at www.trainmdfi.com.
In addition to this, we haven't talked an ounce of training. Trek also does a lot of investigating. That's something else, totally different, totally unrelated. No matter. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Last time on the firing line and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Lifetime warranty. Lifetime warranty. These are Kydex holsters that are made of some very stiff material. And I know of two that they've had a warranty, and that's about it. That's about it. Modularity, unbelievable modularity. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is Eric Utrecht, the Trek, as he's known, of MDFI. But actually operating here today in his capacity as an investigator. And, I mean, you, this is not your first investigation. You were the one that brought to light the whole scam with the Brian Terry Foundation and the people that were scamming them, didn't you?
I'm sorry, say that one more time, Bill.
Weren't you one of the ones that brought the light to light the guy that was out there scamming the Brian Terry Foundation or the people that wanted to give to the Brian Terry Foundation?
Yeah, that's how I came to know and befriend the Terry family. And it's been just since then, and that bad situation that has gone and passed, you know, we've turned the bad situation into good things. We've raised $55,000 to date. My goal for this next SHOT Show is to raise another $50,000 for the Brian Terry Foundation to push me over the goal of $100,000. And those donations from so many concerned folks out there allowed the Brian Terry Foundation to give out 8 scholarships this year to young people with futures in law enforcement. So let's talk about, you know, turning a frown upside down, making lemonade out of lemons. So, and the Brian Terry Foundation is still doing great things, and they can only do great things because people are donating their hard-earned money to what is a great cause. But the reality is just like we've been talking about here today, we have a family that lost a loved one. I'm not just a patriot. We lost an American hero. If you can take a little bit of time and learn about who Brian Terry was and how many ways he served not only his local community but this country, and they lost their loved one on the 15th of December in 2010 in a wash outside of Rio Rico, Arizona, and they were guns that were given to the bad guys by our own government. And to this date, I talked to Michelle Terry yesterday, to this date No one in our government has been held accountable. A couple people have been moved around, but nobody has been reprimanded publicly. Nobody has been held criminally liable for allowing firearms, the legal firearms, to get in the hands of the bad guys that have done horrible, horrible things. One individual, one Mexican national, is in prison for serving a 30-year sentence that was in a closed trial that the family was not allowed to attend. The American people do not know what was said. In September of this year, two more are currently in custody, and they will be going to trial. The Terry family will be heading down for that this September, and then we have two more that are currently on the loose. But the fact is that all five of those people were facilitated by members of our own government that were giving weapons to bad guys to demonize responsible gun ownership and the Second Amendment, to build statistics to say, hey, we gotta restrict our citizens' rights even more because look what's happening. And it backfired on them. But isn't that amazing that just like IRS emails and Secretary of State email servers, that all of this information just disappears and goes away, and no answers are coming forth. So I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing to help out the Brian Terry Foundation. But after my last time down at the border, second to last time for the Brian Terry statue dedication, and I saw Brian Terry's mother holding the hand of Brian and his BORTAC team member on his shoulders, that was it. I now have a very clear goal of what I'm going to be focused on. And as responsible gun owners, as responsible citizens, there's so much stuff that we need to be paying attention to. And if you're going to get involved in the Second Amendment, get involved in the Second Amendment. If you're going to get involved in the border issue, get involved and do something. Don't just sit back and say, it's not going to bother me. I'll go through the rest of my life and I'm not going to get affected, because you will, or your children will, or your neighbors will. So you got to do something, get involved.
Well, I think the whole notion of leaving a better place for our children and freedom and all that other stuff, I think that is a symbiotic relationship with everything that goes along with it. No matter which, if you're out there saying, I'm a Fourth Amendment advocate, well, you got to be for all the rest of them, and vice versa. And sure. But what I like about this particular time, the silver lining to this cloud, when you get out there and you say something like, well, they couldn't listen in on the chatter because it violated their Fourth Amendment rights. At the same time, this is the same government that's been giving Apple a lot of trouble because Apple redid their encryption on their phones, and the NSA is having trouble listening in on them, if at all.
Right.
And, that's a great paradox where somebody who isn't a citizen has more rights than a citizen. The same thing out there, in Kansas. When Brownback and his Secretary of State got a letter from Eric Holder saying, you can't make these kinds of laws, because if you do, we're going to come down on you like a ton of bricks, because federal law is supreme. Shouldn't the feds be coming down on every one of these sanctuary cities that are out there right now?
Oh, of course they should. They, and this is, as we've noticed, especially in current events, the current administration is always going to the agencies underneath the current administration are always going to toe the administration line. And we've seen it from whether it's the IRS targeting conservative charities to whatever it might be. We've seen it. We know that there's bias that are being thrown against certain American citizens and those that aren't. The federal government should be cracking down on any city that is actively violating federal law. But at the same time, we as the American people should be coming down on our politicians that are making federal laws that are destroying the constitutional rights of all Americans. It's a daunting task. I mean, last night after I was done talking for 3 hours about this very subject, even my interviewers were like, I feel kind of beat up now. I feel like I'm a little bit more depressed. And I'm like, yeah, but you got to channel that. You got to say, let's focus on something. Let's do some good. Write a letter to just start writing letters. And yeah, that may be all the time that you have is to write letters, and you might not get a response that you want, but when you got more time, get involved. Think globally, act locally. And if we can start taking back our communities, we can take back our states. And if we can take back our states, we can take back our country. And we just got to do it that way.
So receiving that kind of candor, frazzled. Who was interviewing you, if I may ask?
Sure. I was being interviewed last night by Nick Humphries from Practically Tactical and his co-anchor, Scott the Jedi from the Modern Samurai Project, and they brought me on board. And yeah, we did it was three hours long just discussing this very issue in my time down with the Arizona Border Recon and dealing with the, and talking with the U.S. Border Patrol and BORTAC members. And it was, they felt at the end of that interview the same way I had felt when I went down with the Arizona Border Recon guys, and they basically showed me, they pulled back the curtain and I got to see who the real wizard was, and I felt kind of destroyed because we, especially up in Michigan, we're fed a line. And yeah. So it got me more motivated. And that's why, that's how we have to be.
I don't know. Michigan, you know, Michigan is coming along. I mean, you know, you got to, there's certain things. I see some encouraging things out of Michigan. Michigan is a right-to-work state now. You've got a police chief in Detroit saying, arm yourselves.
Sure.
That's you know, that's beyond, for most people, and that kind of thing is looked at as extreme. Can you imagine a state where you're not compelled to pay a third party to work somewhere? Can you imagine that? Oh, my God. OMG. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. The Detroit police chief, he has done...
James Craig.
His message has been heard, and you've got Detroit residents taking their neighborhoods back, and I think in the span of just a few months, there were quite a few dead home invaders, and I guarantee you that after that, bad guys stopped or started to consider, you know, what's the consequence of failure of going through this door or this window into this house. That's what we need. We need, you know, law-abiding citizens that are polite members of society, but the moment that they're faced with a bad guy that they're willing to turn the teeth on and then, you know, put the teeth away as soon as it's over. And that's, you know, to have a police chief that says, do what you got to do within constitutional use of force, that's awesome. It's really awesome.
We're about to run out of time. One more time, if they want to come and train with you, where do they come to hang out with the Trek?
TrainMDFI.com.
Train at... Say it again.
TrainMDFI.com.
That's so complicated. Well, I was messing it up there. Okay, anyway, thank you very much for joining me and bringing this to my attention. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. Tomorrow on the show, Destiny from the Guns Gear and Fitness YouTube channel, Faded Destiny. She's going to be coming back. Remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural